When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Morning Magic on Magic 106.7 with Sue and Kendra. It is a big day here in Boston.
Yes, it is
the home opener at Fenway. And nobody goes to the home opener at Fenway without either on your way in or the way out getting a sausage from the sausage guy.
Absolutely.
We have David Littlefield in studio with us. And by the way, he did bring us a little something. So welcome.
It smells so good.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. It smells like baseball. Like, It's so funny how now the smell of these sausages, people just equate it with
absolutely
baseball.
Yeah. Right? It's indigenous, right? It's,
yeah.
Like, it's like you have to have it. You have to smell it. I mean,
and if you have it, to me, like, do most people have it with the peppers and onions and all of that, or do a lot of people ask for it plain?
98% have peppers and onions on it, you know.
Yeah.
Some people are clever enough, they want the pepper and onions on the bottom, and the people that really know what they're talking about, they ask for the sausage city side.
What side?
City side.
What
if you want
that
the
mean?
Peppers and onions on the bottom, so it doesn't spill on you, we put it on top. Sausage city side.
I'm going to say so that from now on. Yeah. It's easier
now,
to eat.
That gets away from, you know, the theory we have. If you're not wearing any piece of the sausage, whether a mustard stain or pepper, you didn't really enjoy it.
Did you really have a sausage if you don't have at least some mustard?
Right.
A little mustard.
Exactly.
How long have you been doing this?
I started this when I got out of college. It's been 33 years this year.
And were you always at Fenway? Like, how did you become the sausage guy for Fenway?
Well,
like, you're it.
It's a fairly long road. It took me about 3 years to procure my little location at Fenway. We call it the little cart that could.
Yep.
Took a long time to carve out my niche over there, if you will. And that was really hard because there's 30 other sausage guys that have been there since the 70s at that point. I have on my business card, I showed up at Fenway as the most hated rookie.
Oh, my God.
Because they despise me.
Just, I'm sure.
And the half
because you came in and you crushed it. And so that's hard. But so what? You had a good product. And
you know what it comes down to? I just kept to myself over there and just grinded every day, pun intended, I guess. And, you know, just try to make good food, have fun, and just try to step it up a notch. And that's the recipe. It's like having fun, having good food, but at the end of the day, it's always hospitality.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
right.
And wherever we go, we're in 10 stadium concert venues throughout New England now. And
are you really?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. We do the XL Center that does the men's and women's Hartford basketball.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
So we do all their events, and we're inside. We're in the concourse. We have our own location there. It's branded. So it's been really, really cool, but if we have service on the moon, it would be done the same way that we do it everywhere.
It's opening day today. How many sausages will you sell?
Well,
the
bottom line, I got three kids, and the answer is like never enough.
Oh, my God.
It's not as much as you think, but it's a few. Part of what we do is like all this catering and private events, and we've been doing them all week. So we'll go through in totality about 3,000, 4,000 sausages this week. Since last Monday.
God. Can I ask you, do you ever desire to eat a sausage because you're around it all day, every day?
No. I really don't. It's like a lot of things, right? If you're around all the time, you don't take advantage of it. It's like a lot of things we have in the city here. I still haven't been on a duck boat.
What?
Oh, my God.
I just haven't.
All right.
That's
got to happen. I'm sorry, but you and I need to take the sausage guy on the duck boat.
100%.
That would be such a fun thing to do.
Well, I've never done the Freedom Trail and half the things that we have in this city.
This
so
is
I'm
the
right
point,
here with you.
Right? Yeah. It's like a weird thing. So, I don't eat them often. One time, a couple times, I just crave them. I just got to have one, you know. And it's infrequently, but it happens.
So are your kids in the business too? Is it truly a family business?
It really is, yeah. My wife's with me full time. She runs all kinds of interfacing with the retailers and wholesalers and all the stuff that we do throughout New England and all the venues that we do. My older son, Jet, he's been working. He's like, he laughs. He's like, I'm doing this since I was 10. So he's at Fenway right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to meet him after this.
Yeah.
And my son Sawyer is involved, and my daughter is starting. She's still in college, and She does a little social stuff with me and stuff. She helps me out here and there.
Well, I can't even believe that you're here. And I know we got to let you go because I know you have places to go, people to feed. It's thesausageguy.com.
Well, and can I say, Kendra, you must meet some interesting people, especially after the game and especially after a night game when they're walking out. I'm sure you see some things.
I've often thought about writing some of the things down, mm-hmm. right?
And, oh, you totally should. The book should be Viewpoint from the Sausage Cart or something. I don't even know, but I can imagine.
Well, the title I have conjured in my head, My View from the Curb.
Oh, my God. But good for you. Oh, my God. Have an awesome weekend. Everybody loves the Sausage Guy, so make sure you go and visit David Littlefield, the Sausage Guy, either today or Saturday or Sunday. You guys are going to be around. You're a staple.
Look for us all over New England. Yep. We always love to see you. And the biggest gratification I have is really just seeing everybody that we serve and, mm-hmm. and being with everybody that buys our products and stuff. It never gets old. I never take it for granted.
We appreciate you so much. And we appreciate you being here today on the busiest day of your life. Thank you so much for being here with us on Morning Magic. We really appreciate you.
Thank you. Go Sox. Have a great day.